Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that's one word to feel.
Good evening, good evening. I see Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, Auntie Karen.
Oh, hey, I was going to ask who that was. You got a new number?
No, I'm just using another phone.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Auntie Kara, you can go ahead and get started unless you just want to wait till a few more people join.
Well, we can get started.
Okay. Judges 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and then camped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass, for they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for a multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him, and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid, and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Until this day it is yet an Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw it on the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, Who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, Will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death, whilst it is yet morning, if he be a god. Let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, Let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together, and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet him. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. And it was so. For he rose up early on the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night. It was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground.
Amen.
Judges 7.
Amen.
Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harad, so that the host of the Midianites.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm calling on my phone, man.
Hey. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Gary, for that creativity. We love it. We love it. We love it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The reading of Judges 6. Amen. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and do a roll call. We have Auntie Dot, we have Hubert, we have Mom, we have Daniel, we have Q, we have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Sister Shirley, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Angelo, did everybody heard that?
Oh,
yes.
It sounded, it came across very well.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
That's good. All righty. So let's go ahead and get started with our call this evening. I'm just going to go ahead and welcome everyone to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everything that comes our way today, because we know it is for our healing. We welcome all thoughts and feelings and emotions and persons and situations and conditions while letting go of our desires for power, control, affection, esteem, approval, pleasure, survival, and security. We are letting go of the desire to change any situation, condition, person, or self. However, we are open to the love and the presence of God and God's action within us. Amen.
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 Amen. And we have Sister Shirley opening us up in prayer. So if you would go ahead, Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Okay. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's once more and again that you have allowed your children to come together to meditate and study, share your word. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for taking care of us all week long and bringing us back to this place. Father God, we ask that you bless the nation and bless us, Father, as we try to study and apply your word to our lives. Father God, we thank you for your word and your promises that you made. You promised that you would never leave us or forsake us. And Father God, we hold to that promise. Father God, be with us as we study your word tonight. Let us get understanding. And let us be able to apply it to our life, and let us be able to share it with others. We ask these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that beautiful opening prayer, Sister Shirley. Okay. Our worship song this morning is called Greater Is Coming. It's by our Jacqueline Carr. So give me just a moment. I'm going to mute everybody so we don't have any background noises. And Loretta, just text mom's phone if there's any issues with the phone, okay?
No problem.
Sorry about that.
I never would have been ready for the making stuff. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh, yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel the shaking in the spirit. I feel the beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel the pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I feel the shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel the beating in the spirit. Oh, yeah. I feel the pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I'm rushing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Coming, God, we all know that life is nothing but a journey, and in this journey, it is for us to preach and teach that gospel. So, the greater is coming. But what we need to remind ourselves of is that we need to go where God leads us, which is through the Holy Spirit, and it's all about timing and seasons. And keep in mind, it's God's time and not ours. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, greater.
Amen.
All righty, let's go ahead and start with our Bible verses, teaching, roundtable. We know how much God loves us. We can put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love, and God lives in them. Amen.
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 And let's begin our roundtable. Of course, if you don't have any good news or words to share with us, just say pass when I call your name. And let's start it off with Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading from Exodus 20, chapter 21 through 4 and 4 through 20. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, the land of slavery. You shall have no other God before me. You shall not make yourself an imagine in the form of anything in heaven, above and on the earth, beneath or in the water below. You shall not misuse the name of God, your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guilty for misusing his name. Remember this Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land and the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not cover your neighbor's house. You shall not cover your neighbor's wife or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw this wonderful light and heard this message and mountain and smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed as a building and said to Moses, Speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but do not tell God speak to us, or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God had come to test you so that the fear of God would be with you to keep you from sinning. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you for that reading.
Was that out of Exodus?
Yeah.
All right. That's off the first. Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Next, we'll have Hubert.
I was coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 17, verse 7 to 9. 6 to 9. I call on you, O God. For you will answer me. Give ear to hear my prayer. show the wonders of your great love, and who's saved by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wing, from the wicked who assail me, for my mortal enemies who surround me. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Alrighty. Next, we have Mom.
I'm coming out of Luke. Luke 15, 11 through 32. The subject is the returning home redeemer. Sometimes when we travel, we miss our exit to make a wrong turn. We find ourselves on the wrong road, and we are lost. To be temporary lost on a road trip is frustrating, but to be lost forever would be devastating. God has chartered a divine course for each of us, sometimes because of self-will, doubt, heartache, and hardship. We make wrong turns. We find ourselves in trouble and off course. If we were unable to correct our mistake, leaving us separated from God, it would be tragic. Although we stray, exhausting ourselves while using our human and feminine effort to find our way back, God stands patiently waiting. Through the redemption work of Jesus Christ on the cross, we find our way back. Like the father of the prodigal son, God had made provision for our return to him. And because Jesus Christ died for our sin, mistake, and shortcoming, we can have direct access to our Heavenly Father. God opened his arm and welcomed us home. We are his beloved children. Restore him again. Even the angel in heaven rejoice because we have found our way. Thank God we have been redeemed. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. Hallelujah, Mother. Next, I'll have Daniel. You have anything to share tonight? I'll come to you.
I just
want to say, hey, good morning. I'm listening. He's
so full.
I'm
going to
give him a big hug.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. All righty. So I will move right along. Next, we're going to have Auntie Carrie.
Okay. Coming out of Lamentation 3, starting at verse 22, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because of his compassion faileth not. Anew every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seek him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke of his youth. He sits alone and keeps silent, because he hath borne upon him. He put his mouth in the dust, so there may be hope. He gives his cheek to him that smitted him. He is filled with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but through his course through his cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. For he does not afflict willingly, nor greatly the children of men, to crush under his feet all prisoners of the earth, to turn aside that the right of a man before the face of the Most High. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. I will have patience on T-Carry. Alrighty. The next person that I have is Auntie Betty. Any good news tonight? Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the sea and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. This is a generation of them that seeketh him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting door. The King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen, amen, amen.
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 All right, thank you. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 24. Amen. All righty. Next, amen. I have Loretta. Do you have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes. My reading is out of 1 John 4, starting at 7 through 21. Let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. For he sent his one and only Son unto the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atonement sacrifice for our sins. And since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God's love is in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hate his brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen, but cannot love God, whom they have not seen, and has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta, for that reading out of 1 John. All righty. Next, we have Sister Shirley. Do you have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name. Amen.
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 Yeah. All righty. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms. All righty. That completes our first round of Bible verses and teaching. So now we'll move on to our sick and shut-in prayer. But before we pray for the sick and shut-in, I'm going to add some names to our list. I know we talked about adding Willie Williams last week, and Auntie Dot, I believe you said, to remove you from the list. I'm adding, okay, and I'm adding Daniel. I'm adding Loretta. Is there anyone else we need to add to the list? I added Daniel and Loretta to the list. Let me just give you a summary of why I'm adding them. With Loretta, I understand she was been suffering with her kidney stones again. How are you doing, Loretta?
Oh, I'm doing better by the day.
Praise God.
Amen.
And then of course I'm adding Daniel just for continued strength in his opportunities that he's dealing with, and I'm glad that he's here in Arizona so we can all pitch in and provide the support that he needs to make him strong and healthier. So we're going to definitely keep him on.
Amen.
If you bow your heads in prayer, please. Father of goodness and love, hear our prayers for our sick and shut-in family and friends, and for all who are in need, Father, with a special prayer for the following. Auntie Wylena, she battles her canceled chemotherapy. And Uncle Willie Williams, as he continues to grow strong mentally. And again, Loretta Simmons and my grandson, Tremont Green. We should have a doctor report on tomorrow, so hopefully we have a new direction that we can approach his mental challenges. And, of course, I indicated Daniel, and then we have Joseph. Do anyone have any updates on Joseph?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. We will just continue to keep him in prayer until we hear anything differently. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to continue on with the prayer. Yes, ma'am.
Remember, Auntie Janet said to keep praying for her, so let's just add her to the list, too.
Got it. Thank you. I did not remember that. All righty. Okay, well, let me continue on with that prayer. Amid our mental and physical sufferings, may all our family and friends and those that are in need find consolation in your healing presence, Father God. Show your mercy as you close their wounds.
You cure their illnesses. You make their broken bodies whole. And you free those downcast spirits. Father God, may these special people find lasting health and deliverance. And join us, and Father, join us in thanking, no, I'm sorry, and we join you in thanking you for all the gifts that you have bestowed upon us and them. We ask this through the Lord Jesus who heals those who believe. Thank you for loving us, Father God, sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to save us. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. So let's move on to acknowledging birthdays for this week, the week of October the 4th through October the 10th. And I'm going to start off with October the 5th. I have Leonard Timothy. And I believe that's a family member of Janet. And then on October 7th, it's me.
Angela.
Angela. Angela.
Yes. Happy birthday to me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And so what I'm going to do for my birthday, I'm going to ask my big brother Hubert to sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Well,
I didn't know you were having another boy.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Before we go into our next roundtable, just wanted to go ahead and sign parts for next week. We have Judges 7. Do we have a volunteer to do that?
I will.
Okay, we got Hubert. And then the opening prayer. Do we have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
All right. And how about the closing prayer? Do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer?
Auntie Care.
Auntie Care. Right. Thank you, guys. And as always, we thank all of our volunteers. Really appreciate you guys stepping up. But again, it's always an honor to get some different perspectives and different approaches. So we do appreciate you guys volunteering.
Amen.
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 Okay. This part of our program, as we do our roundtable, is to share a testimony, a poem, or you can sing. But if you definitely have a verse that's on your heart that you have the desire to share, please don't feel like you can. You definitely can. So we're going to go ahead and start with Auntie Carrie.
Oh, I just see this little piece in the worker. Into my heart, into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into space. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen.
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 All right. Thanks for sharing, Auntie. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
I pass.
All righty. Hubert, would you like to go next?
I pass.
Mom, would you like to go?
I just want to pray before. I just want to say thank God for my son is here and his friend, and he went with us to church today, and he enjoyed himself. So
amen.
I'm just glad to have me. May a blessing
amen.
To all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Thank you for sharing, Mother. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I want to read this one verse in Psalm 27. That the Lord is my light and my salvation.
Okay.
Whom shall I fear?
Shall
the
I
Lord
fear?
Is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that verse, Psalm 27, Auntie Betty. Oh, Brady. Next, I have Sister Shirley.
Yes.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have sinned in thine own will, pull away, dear Lord, forgive.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for blessing us with that song, Sister Shirley. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, and next I have Loretta.
I pass.
Okay, okay. Daniel. Did y'all hear him?
No.
Somebody got some background noise. Hold on. Okay. You want to say it one more time, Daniel? Yeah.
I want to say hello, Emmanuel. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know what to say.
All right. he just wants to let y'all know he's in a new world, but he thank y'all. In a new world.
He's
right.
He's in a new
oh,
world.
Okay.
World.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I kind of saved this for last for my testimony because I just wanted to praise the Lord for what He's doing in our lives. I just want to praise the Lord for what He's doing in our lives. As I shared with you guys earlier, the mission that I was on was about family. But I just want to let you know, I was mostly talking about me and my children selfishly. But I also felt that it was also any other family member around me. But I did not realize what God's plan was to bring on my brother out here so we can be here to be a support to him. So that just lets you know how good God is.
Amen.
I want to acknowledge Daniel's friend Q, but he is so knocked out sleep, but I'm going to acknowledge him anyway. I want to acknowledge Q for such a beautiful soul, for such a beautiful soul that he has in the Lord. Q is Daniel's friend, and you guys, I don't know if you remember, every once in a while he'll join us on the call. He'll be in the background. He'll share. But it's such a beautiful experience to have him here to get a chance to meet that person that we heard on the phone. But to see this beautiful soul in my life, I tell you, it's such a blessing. And I thank you, Q, for sacrificing to come out here and bring Daniel out here. I thought Brian Daniel just wanted company. I thought Daniel kidnapped him. But but the Lord knew that Daniel could not, didn't have the strength to make it on his own out here. And Daniel don't tell nobody. He's so prideful. We don't know how sick he was, but Q graciously. He's in denial, but Q graciously came out and supported him in that. And I just want him to know how much I appreciate it, and I wanted to acknowledge him in front of the family and just let him know how much we love and appreciate that gesture that he did. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you, Q.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's a God sent.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Did anyone else have anything else they wanted to share? All righty. So we're going to go ahead and let Hubert close out the program, and then we're going to do our word response.
Praying for my family. Heavenly Father, you made us a family. Sometimes I have not been accepting of my family, but I know, Lord, that we need one another. Help me, Lord, to love them no matter what our differences seem to be. Lord, I ask you to help me to do my part in keeping my family together by always showing your grace and mercy. Be with us in our times of working together, playing together, worshiping together. Help me, Lord, to remember the forgiveness you have given me, to forgive the members of my family. Help us, Lord, to be grounded in your word and to grow in you when we are together. Let us continue to serve you, Lord. May we always have our eyes on you, and may we always have the hope of heaven. There are my hopes and dreams for my family. These are my hopes and dreams for my family. Lead me and attain them according to your perfect will for my family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Don't show the one out there earlier. You were going to speak like that.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God, King.
Oh,
amen.
You
praise
well.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Okay, our last worship song of the evening is called Withholding Nothing, and it's by William McDowell. And as always, I'm going to play a portion of that song, and then I'll come back and conclude our call. And then I will allow it to continue playing if you would like to stay.
Withholding nothing, I give myself away. Oh. All righty, guys. We have come to the conclusion of our program. I just want to share a quick little poem. Just remember, Jesus' love is above everything. So don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed. For the world and all that is in it belongs to Christ, our Lord. His love is above everything in your life. Jesus has not left you alone. He still stands at the door of your heart and knocks. If you will trust more and more in his love, his power, and his name, what a peace, what a comfort, and what a hope you will have. For his love is above everything. So in closing, we can thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time, this hour that we've been together. And we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Love you all.
Amen.
Love you all.
Amen.
Good night.
Good week.
Good night.
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 Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone.